That is seeing that everybody has a place and a calling, and that there is a day coming when God's face will indeed shine forth in the face of Esau. He was seeing by prophecy a future time. All things under his feet. That's the whole idea here behind Acts chapter 5. All things under his feet. And in Leviticus 27, we find, especially in verse 21, that if you have a field and you don't want to redeem it at the Jubilee, it's to be as a field devoted. As a field devoted. Something that is devoted to God is his for all time and cannot be redeemed back. You can't take it back again. And the field is to be valued according to its ability to produce barley. The ability to produce barley, which again is an overcomer type, we've written about that. The barley was valued at, a homer of barley, or an omer of barley, was valued at 50 shekels of silver. That's very interesting, because the wave sheaf offering was actually the beginning of the counting of the omer of barley. They counted the omer of barley, the grains of barley, for 50 days till Pentecost. Okay, it was a 7-week period here, from Resurrection Day or the wave sheaf offering to Pentecost. And it just so happens also that 50 shekels of silver happens to be a dowry. And God married Israel at Pentecost. There's so much involved in this, and I'll tell you, the law is such a tremendous teacher here. By the way, in the same chapter in Leviticus 27, it tells you how much a shekel is. It says a shekel has to be 20 gerahs, a gerah. We don't use gerahs today, but it's 1/20th of a shekel, okay? So 50 shekels, if each shekel is worth 20 gerahs, how many gerahs is a dowry? 1,000 gerahs, the number of glory.